PR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. The situation in Libya appears to be deteriorating rapidly, though it is difficult to get detailed information, with four news reporters being barred from the country. The reports protesters have called for another night of defiance against leader Muammar Gaddafi. His own UN ambassador has accused him of committing genocide against his people and called for him to step down. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Cairo. He says reports two Air Force pilots have defected are raising questions about the military as well.
Two Mirage jets, Libyan Mirage jets, flew into Malta airspace, made an emergency request to land. Once they landed on the ground, the pilots surrendered and immediately asked for political asylum. One of the big questions in Libya has been whether the army is going to be willing to back Muammar Gaddafi through this crisis or not. And certainly there are some elements of his military which are choosing to not do so.
NPR's Jason Beaubien. The group Human Rights Watch has placed the death toll in the Libyan protests at more than 200. Top prosecutor in Egypt says he wants to freeze all of the foreign assets owned by ousted President Hosni Mubarak and members of his family. According to security officials there, Egypt's prosecutor general has asked the foreign ministry to contact countries around the world. A suicide car bomber has struck an elite force in Iraq that was meant to protect Shiite pilgrims, killing 13 police and injuring more than 20 others. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the bombing hit in the northern city of Samarra.
Police and hospital officials say the attacker struck outside a shelter housing police officers who'd come to Samarra to protect pilgrims during a recent Shiite holiday. Earlier this month, dozens of Shiite pilgrims were killed in Samarra when a suicide bomber detonated his vest outside a bus depot. Samarra is home to the Al-Askari Shrine, a holy place for Shiites. Shiite pilgrims are frequent targets of Sunni militants. A massive bombing of the golden-domed shrine back in 2006 is thought to have set off the sectarian war between Sunnis and Shiites. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
14 Democratic state senators from Wisconsin who remain out of the state say they will not come back until Republicans compromise on a plan to strip public employees' unions of bargaining rights. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, Republican leaders say they won't budge.
Republican senators met in a leadership committee. Democratic senators joined them by conference call. Democrats insisted that Republicans consider a union-offered compromise that would have public workers pay more for benefits in Wisconsin, but would leave collective bargaining intact. As Democrats pushed the matter, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald shot back.
You're not in negotiations with the governor's center. You're not in negotiations. Senator, there is no negotiation.
Republican senators will meet with or without Democrats Tuesday to debate other bills that require smaller majorities to pass. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
U.S. financial markets are closed today. You're listening to NPR. Attorney General Eric Holder today praised a young deputy marshal killed last week while raiding the home of a drug suspect in West Virginia. Holder telling a crowd of mourners at a Baptist church during the funeral services for 24-year-old Derek Hotzenpiller that he left the world too soon. Hundreds of officers turned out to attend the memorial service. Hotzenpiller was killed and two of his colleagues were wounded in a gunfight as they tried to serve a warrant in Elkins, West Virginia. Also killed was 50-year-old Charles E. Smith, wanted on charges of intent to distribute cocaine. Ice and snow are making travel difficult in the upper Midwest today. Chuck Hernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan were both hit hard by winter storms. What is now moving east.
Up to 1 foot of snow has fallen in the western Great Lakes region, canceling some airline flights and causing many accidents on highways. Light snow continues in some areas, along with sleet. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant Gaetano Martino says motorists should be careful.
The plows are out, you know, salting and trying to make sure everything's clean. However, you know, the public needs to be aware that even though it looks good right where they're at right now, it may change quickly and drastically, you know, a mile down the road.
Martino says winds may pick up and add to drifting. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads if possible. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
A 26-year-old missing snowboarder lost on Oregon's Mount Hood was able to call rescuers this morning, saying he could hear the sound of a rescue helicopter. The missing man had lost contact on Sunday after calling a friend to say he was lost in heavy snow. Sheriff's Department officials say the connection was reestablished today. Search crews are continuing to look for the missing man. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.